Hey, today's daf is Shavuos daf Chaf Ches. We're still on Chaf Zayin Amid Beis. We just finished the whole discussion. Gemara was trying to bring a proof for Rava from the case of a Nazir, that if you have two subsequent cases and the first one is not yet Chal, so does that mean it goes away? So he said you can't necessarily bring a case, a Raya from Nazir for the Shavua. But that doesn't mean we don't paskin like Rava. Now, the majority of Rishonim hold like Rava, but just that necessarily that Nozer wasn't going to be a good raya for his opinion. So now the sugi that we're starting with today is dealing with, you know, can a person repeal a Shavua after they had violated it? So we'll pick it up. It says, Omer Rava, Nishba al kikar va'achlo. A person took a Shavua about a loaf of bread and he eats it. Se'im shir mimenu kezayis. If they had a kezayis left of the bread, he didn't consume the whole thing. So Nishal, he's allowed to do she'ela on it, and therefore he could, Limafrei, he could undo his Shavua. However, Achla Kula, but if he ate the whole loaf of bread, there's nothing there, Einishalas, and he's no longer allowed to do She'el on it because he ate the whole thing. It's done already. He was over his Shavua. Amalei Rav Acha Brei D'Rava L'Rav Ashi. Hechidami. So what was the lashon that he used in this particular case that Rava says it depends whether or not there's a kezayis or not? E the amr, if the lashon of the shavua was shlo ochal, I'm not going to eat it. So mi kezayis kama avdili sura. By eating his first kezayis, he was over it. So what does it mean? You violated. There's nothing more to talk about. E the amr shlo ochleno. But if the lashon that he used was that I'm not going to eat the, you know, I can eat the whole thing, so then my iri kezayis. What's pshat that it has only to? Why did Rava say it's only if he left over kezayis? So now in chavches, I feel the kol shunami, right? So even if he left even the smallest amount, it would still be possible for him to do she'ela on it because he hasn't violated the shavua. So the Gemara gives two terutzin. Eboy is same if you want. Rav Ashi says I can give you like this. The lashon was of the shavua shelo ochal. He says that I'm not going to eat. The Eboy is same one. I can tell you also way of resolving it. Shelo ochlen. I'm not getting the whole thing. Eboy is same shelo ochal. Migo demehanyele sheela kezayis basra. Since I could have had sheela and I haven't yet finished it off and I still have a kezayis left, I could still go back and be okerit. So mahanyale sheila namya kezayis kama. So therefore, I could also do the sheila on the first kezayis as well, because you know kol zman, he hasn't eaten the last kezayis. There's still something that the shavua is applying to, and therefore, since it's shaykh to something, I can still do sheila and get it taken away. So that's it's a lima freya. It's coming to take it away, retroactively. So then it could be oker the shavua and ganzen. It's not going to be necessarily dependent upon how much I've already eaten or not. So second way, ibayis ema, I could tell you shlo ochlenu. That was the lashon he used. Ishier kezayis. So if he left over a kezayis, so then that's something significant. Says the Gemara, chashiv leis shule ale. So it's like there's a chashivus to it. So therefore, he has something he can still be shoyal on, right? Ve'ilo. But if he didn't leave over kezayis, lo chashiv leis shule ale. There's nothing significant to that. If you have a few crumbs left, what, you're not gonna, like Tosfos speaks out, if I say I'm not gonna eat this, bowl of soup, and what, when I ate the whole thing, but I left a little drop of it, that means I didn't eat the bowl of soup. I had to lick it clean in order to be over the Shavua. No, it means that if, you finished it. You ate the way a normal person is. You consumed it. And if you were heating a loaf of bread and a few crumbs dropped from the table onto the floor, you have to bend down and pick those up and eat those as well and it'll be over? No. But this kol zman, there's something that's choshev left to it. That's the way it's, there's still something of it to be chalan. The Shulchan Aruch brings this down here in Hilchos Shavuos, Reish Lamed Ches. So says the Mechaber, Shavuos lo ochal kikar zu, Chayav al kol kezayis v'kezayis she'ochel mimenu. V'osra filu b'chol shuhu. That's if his lashon is that I'm not going to eat it. Shavua shlo ochleno, ein chayav ad she'ochel kula. Then that, he's only chayav eats the whole thing. Aval osra filu b'chol shuhu. Mikol mokom, im shir mimenu pachus mikezayis, chayav ki ilu ochle kula. We left over a lesson because I said if he eat the whole thing, Hilkach im Omer Shavua Shlo Ochleno, he makes a Shavua, I'm not going to eat the whole thing. Va'achakach Omer Shavua Shlo Ochal, Kikarzu. Is not going to eat from it. Gam hashni yechal, the second shvu is chal as well. Shemaschila lo nishba el al kula. Originally his shvu was on the whole thing. Ava miktsasa yochul achol. He could have part of it. Va'achikach nishba al kitsa. So he has part of it. Kshoichel kezayas bimenu over al hashniya. And when he eats part of that, now he's violated the second shvu. Roshagomer l'achla. And then when he's completed to eat the whole thing, mischayev b'rishona. So he's chayev on his first shavuot. He says he's not going to eat the kikar. Okay. So you see from this again, just back to the Gemara, Rav assumes that once you ate the entire loaf of bread, it's not shaykh anymore to do a she'ela on your shavuot. Semeisve, I'm going to ask you a kasha. Mi shenoder shtei nezirus, a person who took two periods of Naziris upon himself. Umana Rishona, and he counted the first one, he completed it. Vehifrish Aleha Korban, now he was Mafrish a Korban, he's going to be reading because he completed it. Va'achakach, and then after that happened, Nishal HaRishona. He wants to now do She'ela and uproot his first period of Naziris, even though he completed it. So also lo shnia b'Rishona, so the second one counts in instead of that. So even though you see from here clearly that even though the first term of Naziris is done, you could still get rid of it. So that's against Rav, because Rav says once you've completed the whole thing, you can't do She'ela. So our answer is no, it's not a problem. Hachal Mayaskinan, you know what case we're talking about here is Bishalo Kipir. He hasn't yet got his Kapara, and he hasn't brought his Karbonos that the end that the Nozer is Chayav to bring. So it says, the Hatanya, we learned the Braisa, Kipir, he did do this, meaning he did bring the Karbonos. So where it now says a different Teretz, it must be Bishalo Gileach, where he hasn't yet cut off all of his hair. He hasn't shaved his head, cut off his hair for that. So Rabbi Lezer, he is going like the Shita of Rabbi Lezer, who holds the Omer Tiglachas Ma'akva. Rabbi Lezer holds that the Tiglachas, the shaving, is Ma'akiv. So Kol Zman, you haven't yet shaved, you haven't completed it. So therefore, yes, he was Kabonos, but it must be that he could still do the Shele because he hasn't got the haircut. Aye, the Hatanya, but the Brisa says Gileach. He could still uproot his Naziris even after he has. So Amravashi, Naziris Karamis? One second. You're trying to bring me a kasha from Nazir to Shavuos? Migrom Lishnia Shlotochu. What caused the second one not to be Chal? Rishona. The first one. And the Aina, that's no longer there. In other words, since the whole purpose of being a Nazir is the same, whether it counts as the first Nazir or the second one, so the first one is like it didn't even start yet. But by the Shavua, once you've already eaten up the Shavua, it's not there anymore. You can't talk about that. Rashi here says in Dibra HaMaschil, the Aina. Where is it? No, I'm sorry. That's not what I was looking for. Yeah. V'hari gila hachacham l'cha shehachrata so shozeh charata v'okar es harishona meikora. So the fact that he did it, it was okirit l'mafreya. V'nimsa minyan hamonui shel shnia nimno. The second one counts. V'chulach rishona akati havi kaima kishinishal. Aval kikar shenishbale v'ochlo, the bread that he did it on, akorchach avrlo, Shavuoso, v'shuv ain lo she'ela. It's not shaykh to talk about it anymore. That's the way Rashi explains why it's not a good comparison from Naziris to Shavua. Amemar Amar says, right again, a little bit differently than Rava. Amemar Amar, afilu achla kula nish'ala. Even if you ate the whole thing, you could still do she'ela, ibishorgeg, if it was, you ate it accidentally, simuchusar korban. Then you're not bringing the case where you didn't bring the korban. Even mezid mechusar malchus, the case where you didn't get the malchus. Ava kafasuhu al ha'omud. But once they've already tied the guy up, where he's about to get beaten, in that case, lo, you can't do any more kiddush Shmuel. Shmuel says kafasuhu al ha'omud. Once he's already been tied up, he's about to get his malchus, the rot mi bezed in, and then he runs away, he's potter. Because that's as if he's already gotten his malchus from that point in time. So therefore, the bizayon of this, as the Gemara is about to explain, that it's as if he's already gotten his malchus. So when the Rambam brings this down in Shavuos, Is the right Rambam I have with me? No. Nope. Whoops, okay. I didn't bring the Rambam today. So, we'll skip the Rambam. Okay. Vayit in the Gemara. I apologize. So, the Gemara says, Velohi, right? No, that's not true. Hossam rots, hochelo rots. The case is that even if he was tied to the Amud, he could still have his Shavua there. No, because in the case where he got potter, was only after he ran away, because it was two things. It was the fact that he had been tied up and is running away. You know, imagine what he looks like, his shirt is torn, everything like that, he's ready to go. That's a big embarrassment. But here, in this case, Lo Rotsu, he didn't run away, he's still shaykh to getting Malkus, so he could still have his Shavua repealed. Okay, the next case is discussing where a person takes a Shavua, but it's contingent upon another action. So it's not hard, you go slow. He has two loaves of bread, and he takes a Shavua where this one loaf will be also to me if I eat the other one. That's how it goes. This one's not, I'm not allowed to eat this one if I eat the other one. But if I don't eat the other one, then the first one was fine. So it's like this. Omer Rava, Shavua shlo ochel kikar zu, im ochel zu. So I have a Shavua, I can't eat this one loaf of bread if I eat the other one. For ochel es harishona b'shogeg, and he ate the first one accidentally, v'ashniya b'mezin, and he ate the second one on purpose, potter. So I should explain. The only way that it can be over is if he ate it purposely, but if he accidentally ate the loaf that he wasn't supposed to eat, then that doesn't kick in. Rishona b'mezid, if he ate the first one b'mezid, v'shnia b'shog, and the second was accidentally, he's chayiv in that case, because he knew what he was doing willingly. Stay in b'shogig, but if he ate both loaves, the one that he was, like the neutral one, the one that everything was contingent upon, he ate them both of them, then in that case he's potter, because again, he didn't have a willingly thing. Like the key thing is whether it was done b'shogig or b'mezid. Since the guy ate the loaf b'shogig, it's not going to be a problem. Then on Bay's Shtehin Bemazin, if the guy ate both loaves, the one he wasn't supposed to have, the one he was allowed to have, the one that he made a contingent on, right? So Achle Lisanoi, Vahadl Achle Li Isura, Michaev. If he ate the one that was his Tanai bread, his conditional one, and any one that was going to be ushered to him, so he's Chayev on that. Achle Li Isure, Vahadr Achle Li Tanoi. If first he ate the one that was ushered for him, and then he ate the one that was a Tanoi. That depends if he's one or not. So this is a machlokas now. In that case, this permutation is plugged to Rabbi Yochanan Vresh Lakish. It's famous machlokas in Shas, what's the status of Hasra Sofik. If you have a Hasra, and you're not sure whether or not it's actually going to come out or not, so that's a machlokas now between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, whether that's considered to be a valid form of warning of giving a hasra. Suleman to Omer hasra sofik shma hasra, in the case where the coin that one who holds that it's a doubt whether it's going to actually happen, that's still technically called a hasra, so then he's chayv in that case. Leman to Omer lav shma hasra, the one who holds it's not a real hasra, he's going to be potter, because when you gave the hasra for eating this loaf that was ushered to you, it's sofik whether is it going to actually become ushered to you or not. So then that type of warning, when you're not sure what's actually going to happen or not, it's a sofik in the end, therefore you're not going to get malchus for that. Now, here's an interesting case. Talon zu bazu. In this case, he took the two different pieces of bread, the two loaves of bread, and he made each one interdependent on the other one. Talon zu bazu. So, lo ochel zu im ochel zu. I won't eat this one, number one, if I eat this one, number two. Vo ochel zu, number two, im ochel zu, if I eat number one. So, right, he makes them both dependent upon this. Now, the question is like this. Ochel zu bezodon atzmo uveshigas chaverta. So if at the time he ate it, he knew that it was intentional. But the other one was a shogig. Zu bezodon atzmo uveshigas chaverta. Or he ate this one on purpose, and the other one he ate b'shogig, he's potter. Because again, he didn't fulfill the condition of his shavua willingly. It was done b'shogig. Either he forgot he took the shavua, he forgot this is the one it was. Whatever case it is, to come on to a shogig, if it was done accidentally, that's not considered to be a fulfillment of his tanai. The next permutation. Zu b'shigigas atzmo uvizodon chaverta. If one he ate b'shogig, right, meaning that he forgot that it was going to be osur if he eats the other one, and then he eats the other one intentionally. Oh, v'zu b'shigigas atzmo v'zodon chaverto chayev. So in that case, you're going to be chayev because. And bring you have a korban because you broke this. You realized intentionally you were breaking it, and therefore the shavu was chal and you violated it. Shtehen bishogig, if you ate both of them accidentally, unwittingly, I guess would be a better translation. Yeah. So then you are going to be potter because you did not fulfill the ending. Again, it's all different permutations, but just understand the yisod of it is, if it's done b'mezid, you're going to be chayev because you broke the shavu, you knew the shavu was happening, and you broke it. If done b'shogig, you didn't realize, and therefore it's not going to be chayev a korban. Shtehen b'mezid. So if you ate both of these, so now, ashniya mechayev, you're going to get malchus, arishona plugta Rebbe Yochanan v'Reish Lakish. And on the first one, so that's going to be the same machlokas which we have between Rebbe Yochanan and Reish Lakish about when you have a hasra sofik. Okay, now, a little bit different. Omer Rav Mari. Afananami tenena. We learned like this in a Mishnah. Right, one of the clues is hints we give, how you know Mishnah versus a Braisa, so it depends. Is there one nun or is there two nuns? Tanan, right? Two nuns. Tanena, two nuns, those are Mishnayas. One nun, Tanya, Ton Rabon, those are all Braises, that's the way of remembering it, whether it has one nun or two nuns. So it's like this. We learned this in a Mishnah in an Nidorim. Arbo Nidorim Hitiru Chacham. There are four categories in Nidorim that the Chazal said are mutter. You don't have to even do anything to be okay then. What are they? Nidrei Zeruzin. If you took a neder to be mezarez yourself, to like encourage yourself. A Nidrei Havoy. If you took an exaggerated type of neder. Nidrei Shkagos, which is what we're talking about here. Neder was done b'shogig. Or Nidrei Onsin, where it was something that was an onus, where it was beyond your control. So now, Nidrei Shkagos Ketzad. So what's an example of a neder that was done b'shogig? So the guy says like this. Konam im achalti v'im shosisi. Something's going to be awesome to me like a korban if I eat or if I drink. V'nizkar sha'achal v'shosa. And then he remembers, whoops, I did eat, I did drink. Another example, she'eni ochel v'she'eni shosa. This thing will be awesome to me if I'm going to eat or if I'm going to drink. Sha'achal v'achal v'shosa. And then he forgot and he ate. Or he drank something. So in this case, it is mutter. The object that he's going to be ossing on himself is truly mutter. V'tana Elam, we learned on this, k'shem shenidrei shkagos mutarin, just like a ned that is done b'shogeg is mutter, kach shavuos shkagos mutaros. So too, shavuos that are done b'shogeg, which is what we're talking about, this guy who's eating the loaf that was contingent upon the other one, and all the different permutations, the way you could work that out. In all these cases, it would be mutter as well. So more explains now. Shavuos shgagos heichidomi. What's the case? Salav ki hai gavna? Right, isn't it the case we've just been talking about? So Gemara says, yeah, shma mino. So at the end of the day, we have a support for Rava that in these cases where the contingency factor, the linkage factor was done, it was violated, it was only violated unwillingly, shogig, then it's not going to be cha. Okay, then the Gemara tells a story of someone who had learned Hilchos Shavuos, and then he got a feher. So let's see how he did. Eifa Tani Shavuos Bei Rabba. So Eifa was learning Masechta Shavuos by Rabba. Poga Bei Avimi Achua. So he met his brother Avimi, and he decided to test him. Amalai, so he says in the first question is like this. What would be the din? Shavuos Shlo Achalti, Shavuos Shlo Achalti. He says two times, right? Shavu, I didn't eat. And again, Shavu, I didn't eat. Mahu. So, Amalei, Ein Chayev Ela Achas. So, if he's only Chayev one time if he ate. So, Amalei, Ishtabashta. You know, you're confused. You got it wrong. Hare Yotzu Shavu Ela Sheker. No, because since these two Shavuos were about the past, it's not a question of whether the second one takes effect or not, and it's only one. That's what you thought. You thought it's really the same thing twice. No. Each time it was a Shavu L'Sheker. So therefore, each one's a separate lav. So it's not going to be one, it's going to be two. He says, I didn't eat. It's a lie. I didn't eat. It's a lie. Two times. Okay, so Avimi gives him another question. Shavua shlo ochel tesha. Guy takes a shavua. I'm not going to eat nine pieces of something, pieces of bread, whatever it is. Ve'eser, and I can eat 10. Takes another shavua. So mahu, what's the halacha? So Eifa says, chayav kol achas ve'achas. He's chayav now for each and every one of these shavuos because the second one is mosif. It's upon the first one. The first one only was 9, and now the next one is 10. So amalei. So Vimi says back to him, ishtabasht. No, you're mistaken. You're confused. Itesh lo achil. If you're not allowed to eat 9, esol lo achil. You're not allowed to eat 10. So the second shavua can't be chal because it was already prohibited. He's not going to eat 9 of them. Okay, so he tries again. Vimi gives him a third question. Shavua shlo achil eser. He says it takes a shavua. I'm not going to eat 10. And then he also says, Vitation, also Shavua, I'm not going to eat 9. So Mahu, what's the halacha in this case? Again, the case where he says, I'm not going to eat 10, he takes another Shavua, I'm not going to eat 9. So he says, Ein chayev el achas. Eifa says, he's only chayev for one. So Amar Le, Avimi says to him, no, ish tabasht, you're confused again. Esehu d'lo ochil. He took a Shavua that says, 10 is what I'm not going to eat. Ha, that implies Teisha Micha Eichel. He could eat 9. So the second one would be Chal, because that prohibits it from eating even 9. It's also an example of including more. It's Mosif on the first Shavua. Therefore, it is Chal. So therefore, right, all three questions that Eifa was asked by Avimi, he did not answer correctly. Amar Abaye, Zimnin de Mishkachas lo lahad Eifa. We could find a case where, like Eva said, kidamar, like the master said, right? The Omer Rav, Rabba says like this, Shavua shlo ochal te'enim va'anovim. The guy takes a shavua that I'm not going to eat figs and I'm not going to eat any grapes. V'chazur va'omer, and then he says, Shavua shlo ochal te'enim. He says, I'm not going to eat figs. Top of a chavtes. Ochal te'enim. V'hifrish korban. So then he, bishogig, he eats the figs. And now, he puts aside a korban because he broke his second shavua. V'achikach ochel anovim l'chudayu. And then he ate grapes by itself. So he's going to be potter for breaking his first shavua. Havilahu anovim chatzi shir. Because that was the eating grapes is like it's a chatzi shir of the first. Because his first shavua was he's not going to eat grapes and the figs together, right? V'chatzi shir lo mechayev korban. You don't bring a korban for over chatzi shir. So hachanami. So to here also in our case, which the third question, you go into Omer shavua shlo ochel eser. When guy takes a shul, I'm not going to eat 10. And then v'chaz v'omer says shavua shlo ochel teisha. He takes a second shul, I'm going to only eat 9. V'ochel teisha. And then in this case, the guy ate 9. So what does he do? V'hifrish korban. He puts aside a korban that for breaking his second shavua, right? Which is the first one's 10, the second one's 9. Says and he ate 9. So he only at this point violated his second shavua. He never violated the first one. V'achach ochel asiris. Oh, and then now he eats a 10th one. So what that? Havilah asiris chatzi shir. So this 10th one is also like a chatzi shir on his first shavua. V'chatzi shir lo michayev, and in that case, he's not going to be chayev for being over even for the chatzi shir on his first shavua of 10. Okay, that brings us to the Mishnah on Chavtes, and we'll stop here for today.